Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Danielle Pettit-Majeski and Lynn Fisher with the Washington County Traffic Safety Coalition about Distracted Driving Awareness Month. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. As part of the Traffic Safety Coalition, what do you want people in the area to be aware of?
I think, you know, we live in a world where there's a lot of distractions. I'm sure, Lynn, you would absolutely agree with that. And we multitask all the time. But I think what people really need to be aware of is that when they're driving, that does require 100% of their attention, and that they really do need to be putting away the other distractions, whether it's a cell phone or talking to even the other passengers in your car, eating, drinking, those types of things really need to be put on hold, and you need to pay attention to the driving.
The other thought we had was that there is a lot of information sent in the media today towards teenagers with distracted driving, but not that much towards parents. And what we learned in our research was that young drivers really learn about driving from their parents and other adults. So it's really important that adults are setting good examples when they're driving.
What are some of the good habits that you would like parents to exhibit when they're driving for their children?
Well, when it comes to distractions, obviously, you know, waiting on that phone call, waiting on that text message, not feeling like they need to do so many things at once while they're in the car, you know, so being very cognizant of reaching for things or eating or drinking or even just
setting up GPS systems.
Absolutely.
And one hand on the wheel, the other hand doing other things in the vehicle or searching through a purse.
Right.
And with distracted driving, is there an increase in accidents or fatal accidents?
Absolutely. When you're distracted, you're 4 times more likely to be in a car crash. When you're texting, you're actually 23 times more likely to be in a car crash as opposed to doing other things. And when you look at the distractions combined, so if you're texting and talking to your passenger and, you know, reaching for something and drinking your coffee, it just keeps exacerbating the problem.
And this isn't a problem just for large cities. This is nationwide, correct?
Right, that's exactly right. Small communities like Washington, members of law enforcement are members of the coalition, and they have identified that this is a problem. They see it in Washington County quite a bit.
And also they see it in the ambulance calls that they go on. You know, there was a crash and somebody was texting while they were driving or they were doing other things and not paying attention to what they were doing.
With texting and driving, you hear about that frequently. It does take your eyes off of the road. Do you have any statistics as far as how long your eyes are off the road for the average text message?
Average text message is about 4.6 seconds. If you're going 55 miles an hour, that's about the length of a football field that you would be traveling in that amount of time. So if you're going down the highway, the length of a football field, you can run into a lot of things, whether it's another car or a deer or a sign or, you know, but if you're on the interstate, you're going to be going even further. So really looking at that speed and looking at that message, you can do a lot of damage in 4.6 seconds.
And is there anything that you would like to share with maybe some of those younger drivers that are just starting to learn?
Well, I think that there's an overconfidence because texting, for example, has become not just a way of communicating, but it's a way of life. Being on their phone is a constant, you know, and I think it's just reminding people that even though you feel very comfortable with that phone, your attention is not where it should be.
The coalition worked really hard once we identified that we really wanted to try to get the message to adults that young drivers are watching them. Then we looked at lots of different ways we could get the message out and the word out in the media. And so we have a billboard going up soon, the website here at KCII Radio, the banner, radio messaging.
As well as the advertising on the website or on the radio, right?
And posters up everywhere, all over across the county, trying to get the word out, especially during Distracted Driving Awareness Month. But yet all summer long, we plan to really focus on this message.
Mm-hmm. And as the coalition, have you heard any feedback from area citizens as far as this campaign is concerned?
Yeah.
We have begun to hear from others saying that they see the message. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, and you know, it got sent home in school backpacks. I had actually the family who was in one of the campaign ads said, look it, this came home from school. You know, I mean, so they're excited to see the message out and about, and
we have colleagues reaching out to us and sending us emails saying they're seeing the message.
Yes. Yeah, so it's great to know that people are out there, they're noticing it. We just feel it's really important. We want to be looking out for the welfare of our community members and especially those people on the road.
Mm-hmm. Trying to prevent motor vehicle injuries.
And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share as far as Distracted Driving Awareness Month is concerned?
I guess we can't reiterate it enough, you know, pay attention. Put that phone on silent if you do get a text message or a phone call. You know, either let it wait, pull over to the side, let your passenger answer it for you.
Try to eat before you get in the car. Try not to put your makeup on while you're getting ready or reading.
Right. There's just a lot of things that are happening more often than you think that they are. And so really just focusing on driving and paying attention and just all the stuff that you learned about in driver's ed, you know, and really making sure that those are the things that you're doing.
Well, and it sounds like if you give yourself enough time, if you schedule your time better, you won't be doing multiple things at once.
Absolutely. Right. That's what we hope, you know. And even to thinking that you're going to save time, you know, if you're in an accident, if you're in a ditch, you know, if you've hurt yourself, you're not saving yourself any time, and you could potentially be putting other people's lives at risk as well. So really thinking about the consequences of what could happen, that potential.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Lynn Fisher and Danielle Pettit-Majeski of the Traffic Safety Coalition. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.